The Youth's Instructor, January 2, 1896. Child Life of Jesus, Number 5. Christ passed no human being by as worthless and hopeless, but sought to apply the saving remedy to every soul who needed help. Wherever he was found, he had a lesson to present that was the right one for the time and circumstance. He sought to inspire with hope the most rough and unpromising, setting before them the idea that they might become blameless and harmless and attain a character that would be Christ-like. They could be the children of God and shine as lights in the world, even though they lived among evil people. This was the reason that so many heard him gladly. From his very childhood, he worked for others, letting his light shine amid the moral darkness of the world. In bearing burdens in his home life, and in laboring in more public fields, he showed men what the character of God is. He encouraged everything that had a bearing on the real interests of life. But he did not encourage the youth in dreaming of what would be in the future. He taught them by his words and by his example that the future would be decided by the way in which they spent the present. Our destiny is marked out by our own course of action. Those who cherish that which is right, who work out God's plan, though it be in a narrow sphere of action, and who do right because it is right, will find wider fields of usefulness. Those who are true to God's holy commandments in a humble place are fitting themselves to do service in some higher position. The Lord will bless them with views of eternity, will help them to purify and elevate their characters. They may be as conscious of the favor of God as was Christ. The Jews thought themselves better than other people and held themselves aloof from other nations. But Jesus mingled with all classes of people. He had come to seek and to save that which was lost. The brethren of Christ were angry because he did not feel the same prejudice they felt against the poor and the outcast. They did not understand Jesus. Through childhood, youth, and manhood, Christ walked alone. In his purity, in his faithfulness, he trod the winepress alone, and of the people, there was none with him. It is our privilege now to act a part in the work and mission of Christ. We may be laborers together with him. In whatever work we are called to engage, we may work with Christ. He is doing all that he can to set us free, to make our lives that seem so cramped and narrow reach out to bless and help others. He would have us understand that we are held responsible to do good, and have us realize that in shunning our work, we are bringing loss upon ourselves. In his day, he saw many that were falling far below what they might be in becoming useful. To those who were doing nothing, he said, "Why stand ye here all the day idle? We are to work while it is called today, for the night cometh in which no man can work." Jesus carried the burden of the salvation of the human family upon his heart. He knew that unless men would receive him and become changed in purpose and life, they would be eternally lost. This was the burden of his soul, and he was alone in carrying this load. No one knew how heavy was the weight that rested upon his heart. But from his youth, he was filled with a deep longing to be a lamp in the world, and he purposed that his life should be the light of the world. This he was, and that light still shines to all who are in darkness. Let us walk in the light which he has given.